This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Assange and his ilk make common cause with dictators today. Yes, they try unsuccessfully to cloak themselves and their actions in the language of liberty and privacy, but in reality, they champion nothing but their own celebrity. Their currency is clickbait. Their moral compass, non-existent. Their mission, personal self-aggrandizement through destruction of Western values.
If you look at what's happened over the last 8 weeks and compare that really to what's happened over the last 8 years, you'll see there's a tremendous difference, tremendous difference.
All right, dropping a bomb and on ISIS, and the CIA drops a bomb as Mike Pompeo rips WikiLeaks as hostile intelligence service, pretty much perhaps pushed through Russia. What a place to start. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So this is where we're at. The bomb especially, 11 tons of it. What a message from Donald Trump, our president. It's the mother of all bombs. And what happened here is, the idea is that it wasn't, it pretty much was just a little bit under the size of Hiroshima, but it shows that, as he said, they're not afraid to use what they have to use to do whatever it takes. So Trump was going to drop that bomb and did on ISIS, targeting cave hideouts in Afghanistan. Biggest non-nuclear weapon ever. 21,000-pound bomb. Obliterate the jihadists in those caves in Afghanistan. 30 feet long, 11 tons of explosives, a mild wide radius blast, or blast radius. He pledged if he became president that he would bomb the crap out of ISIS, and that's what he tried to do. The Pentagon denies that it was revenge for the death of Saturday of a Green Beret soldier in the same area of Afghanistan. Bottom line is, this bomb was dropped. A crater left by the blast is believed to be about 1,000 feet wide after it exploded 6 feet above the ground. Anyone at the blast site was vaporized. The president you just heard there told those reporters at the White House that he was very proud and called the operation really another successful job. We're very, very proud of our military. The Pentagon says it hit its mark and it had nothing to do with revenge. They echoed that again and again and again because they were asked many times about it. When you actually see this bomb, it really is a huge bomb. I can see why it's called the mother of all bombs. It would have sent shockwaves through that area. I mean, anybody who was left alive would have been shocked and left in awe of that for you know, how ferocious that bomb was. So, unleashed by the United States for the first time, dropped on an ISIS camp in Afghanistan in order to obliterate underground tunnels by the terrorists. That's what it was. That's what really the intended target was. And I saw the comparison of what it would look like if that same bomb was dropped on Manhattan. And what that comparison showed was anyone in the tunnels who didn't have the life sucked out of them would have been crushed to death by the force of the explosion. It was just that big, a fireball. So if you were close, of course, you were dissipated, vaporized. If you were 426 feet away, third-degree burns. Anywhere close, forget about it. The GBU-43. Think about it this way. If that same bomb was dropped near Times Square, it would have obliterated pretty much all of Times Square. Wow. So a week before, missiles hitting an airfield. This time around, it's ISIS is the target. Can't say he didn't do what he said he would do when he was running, that's for sure, because that was discussed many, many, many times. Now it's a question of what happens with North Korea. Will the Pentagon move first? And the answer is they have. The U.S. is prepared to launch a preemptive strike with conventional weapons against North Korea should officials become convinced that North Korea is about to follow through with a nuclear weapons test. They've warned a big event is near, and signs point to that, that there could be a nuclear test. The U.S. has two destroyers capable of shooting Tomahawk cruise missiles in the area, 300 miles from the North Korean nuclear site. American heavy bombers are also positioned in Guam to attack North Korea if it's necessary. And earlier this week, the Pentagon said that the USS Carl Vinson aircraft carrier strike group was actually being diverted to that area. So we are ready to go when it comes to any sort of war. Obviously, we're seeing what's happening out of the gate so far with Donald Trump. Got a lot of emails from many of you about that. Some really a big thumbs up, some really concerned about what this could do, that it was a slippery slope. I don't know. To me, I say we've talked about taking ISIS out for so long, and there's no pussyfooting around it, and especially with Assad dumping chemical weapons on his own people, allegedly. If that's happening, then, you know, what's the end game here? And anytime you take out any of these Islamic terrorists, it's the world is a far better place. The problem is that they supposedly use people as human shields, and you don't want that. And there's other problems associated with people close to ISIS, close to the areas where ISIS is infiltrated the most, or is now infiltrating anyway. So caves, hideouts, all that in Afghanistan, annihilated in some regions. And what happens next in North Korea, I think, are the big questions on that front anyway. In the meantime, who gets the detention center first as far as immigration is concerned? And the answer is the Lone Star State. Texas got the first immigrant center built under Donald Trump. A private prison company announced Thursday they won $110 million federal contract to build Texas the first new detention center. It's going to be just north of Houston, opens by the end of next year, and will house some of the immigration problem there. In fact, the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement already has a record of more than 41,000 people. 41,000, wow. We need a break, don't we? Let's go to the movies. We're heading there next on America Tonight.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I like to see you right across the floor. I like to do it to your collar for more. I like to beg it, but you can't.
Coming up here on America Tonight, we're taking you to the movies. It may be one of those long weekends where you get to go to the movies. Before we go there, though, Carrie Fisher, you know her, part of the whole Star Wars crew, Princess Leia. Apparently in Orlando, there was a celebration of Star Wars celebration that had a 50th anniversary panel at a 4-day convention, and they did a tribute to Princess Leia. And the Princess Leia tribute apparently was really something to see. Her daughter, Billy Lord, who spoke pretty emotionally in front of a crowd of fans wearing Leia's familiar white dress from the original 1977 Star Wars. And composer John Williams conducted a performance of Leia's theme. Then there was a video package behind the scenes material and interviews with Fisher over the years that left the audience pretty emotional. You know, she was loved by so many people in her world and in that Hollywood family. Certainly, there's no question about that. And Star Wars, could it be bigger? I mean, how many of you have not seen Star Wars? There's a few. But I was kind of in that category of only seeing a few of them, and my nephew straightened that out very quickly. When he was visiting, we were going to search the earth to find Star Wars and bring up every single one of the movies. And sure enough, we did. And just like Star Wars had many, 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 many sequels and prequels, the fate of the Fast and the Furious is up this week at the box office. And this is like number 8, but so popular. If you take a tour of Universal, they have a little bit of the Fast and Furious set, and it is pretty wild to see how they filmed it. So we're going to roll that tape, The Fate of the Fast and Furious.
team, listen up. This crew is about family, but the game has changed now.
Dominic Toretto just went rogue.
You gonna turn your back on family? I know it looks bad. Don't give up on him so easy.
We've only got one chance to make this family whole again.
Don't do this, Dom.
You ready?
One thing I can guarantee, no one's ready for this.
She's the very definition of high-tech terrorism.
There's thousands of cars in this city, and now they're all mine.
Now I know what it feels like to be every cop ever chasing us. Wait, wait, wait! Oh, damn!
London. Abu Dhabi. Cuba. Our paths have crossed before dawn. You just didn't know it. I think I need to remind you why you chose to be here.
Got no choice.
If you're gonna catch Dom, you're gonna need a little help.
You wanna tell me why you just put me in a room with this teen crumpets eating criminal?
You don't think that fat t-shirt's cutting up the circulation of your brain? You should get a bigger size.
You guys are gonna work together.
Love to.
I've been waiting for this. We got a tank. Now it's my turn. Boom, baby!
They just don't give up, do they?
You thought this was going to be a street fight. It's got a torpedo! Take the wheel.
What? This is crazy!
You get style points for that one. I don't know why you're doing this, but I know one thing. You love me. Fire!
Hang on, Nira.
It's all about the music. In fact, they have an album for it, 14 songs, and it includes all kinds of musicians on this. It is the eighth movie in the film franchise, and it's about fast cars, and it's about family, as we just heard. Family! So I think I don't have to describe what the Fast and Furious is. If you like the franchise, you'll go see the movie, because that's just how it is. It's like Rocky. There could be Rocky 16, and even if you know, oh, this could be weak, you go and see it. Because you're just hooked in. It's something you do. And absolutely, fast cars, gorgeous women, hunky guys. I mean, it's got all of the things that so many young people would be attracted to. So it'll find an audience. It will. It'll do pretty decent, I'm sure, at the box office. It's crazy to me that there's been eight of those. Wow. So we swing from those hot cars to altitude. This is the last, this is the second of the three movies we're going to look at, so check it out.
So what are you getting away from?
I'm federal agent.
People are going to get killed.
You out of my unit, you out of my time zone.
I kind of have to follow the rules.
I'm flight 709.
Are you okay?
Fine, thank you.
The only thing more dangerous...
This plane is about to be hijacked. We can address a single person who this plane.
...than losing control.
The plane belongs to us now.
...is taking it back.
What is it that you need my help with?
What you miss, CB? It's wrong with us. No, I made a system there. Go ahead, yeah, the block was a shit. Cause these bad CBs inside a new kind of terror. Yeah.
I'm going to have to arrest you.
Don't try flattering me.
Rated R.
All right, that's about planes, obviously. Mystery thriller, 1 hour, 30 minutes. I think you get the gist of that. It's not reality, so it's not the United flight, but it's something equally as scary. And finally, the last movie you might want to see that's coming out called Finding Oscar.
Aquí estamos en las dos R's.
Ya no hay un ser viviente aquí que viva acá.
Central America is simply too close for us to ignore the danger of government seizing power there with ideological and military ties to the Soviet Union.
The Guatemalan conflict stands out for the one-sidedness of the conflict, basically the Guatemalan military against leftist guerrillas.
Desgraciadamente, el año 1982, nadie sabía de terror. Cuesta recordar ese día.
Yo llevaba una niña. ¿Y a dónde me lleva? Me dice, es que te van a ir a vacunar. Vacunar quiere decir a ejecutarlas.
Pero es una prueba, porque los marihuanos hay veces con eso.
We asked who went into the well, and his response was total. Everybody went into the well.
One of the things that makes this case stands out is that there's a weak link.
Two boys were taken by the people that were commanding the massacre.
The two children would be the living evidence that a crime occurred in those centers. And how she found Oscar was an odyssey.
We had no idea that this would eventually lead us to a little town outside of Boston.
Wow, so you can tell as we fade that out that Finding Oscar is about what happened, a tragedy in Guatemala in a small village. I think this looks pretty good. It's that Guatemala Civil War that happened. I think it would be, for lasted for a long time, would be a great one to stream if you don't catch it in the theaters. Stay with us.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363 or fightblindness.org.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The mailbag is very full with all kinds of interesting email. So once again, I applaud everybody who emails the show and remind you, you can get to us 24/7, americatonight.net. Click on contact, and just like that, my friends, you are in. On that note, let's turn to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This first one is from June. I don't know that I've ever heard from you, June. June says, Kate, how crazy is this that the House Intelligence Chairman Nunes is going to step aside from this whole Russian investigation thing? Do you think there was a lot of pressure there? Do I think there was a lot of pressure there? Absolutely. Everybody's been talking about that, so that's the reason why. There was so much happening as far as that investigation goes, and there was so much that he was doing wrong on this, frankly, that it was inevitable that the pressure was going to be too much, and I was going to be like, okay, this guy can't do this anymore. We got to move him. He's got to move over, and his role has to change here. And that's exactly what that was about, is he can't be doing this because it's going nowhere, and it's just becoming a back-and-forth pull, and to have him temporarily give that up. So it's temporary. He's just stepping aside for that. Make sure you understand that. That, you know, the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, issued a statement saying he completely trusts Nunes and supports his decision to recuse himself on this whole Russia thing. So instead, the investigation gets taken over by Republican Congressman Michael Conway, Trey Gowdy, and Tom Rooney. So a couple of them will take over that spot. And he said he was doing it in response to what he called entirely false accusations filed against him with the Office of Congressional Ethics. Smart move. I mean, look, it had to. No choice. Let's move on to another one. This one is from Steve. Kate, Did you hear about the Obamas and the fact that they're doing their biographies, I guess both Michelle Obama and Barack Obama, and they're getting paid crazy amounts of money? I did hear that quite a long time ago. Once he was out of office, then that's what happens with any president. Every single president has a biography. You could just go to the library and look it up. Go back. And even George Washington, there's something with George Washington. And the money just keeps getting bigger and bigger for whoever it is when they, depending on, you know, every era, it gets bigger and bigger for what that manuscript is. So, yes, the Obamas and their books, it's a crazy dollar amount, yeah. And the reason why is because that's what happens. The people who are at the highest office in the land and their spouses, there is that curiosity factor. I'd be curious myself about that. Whether or not most of the first ladies have writings somewhere. You know, I don't know the answer to that. Of course, we know the Clintons. I know the Bushes. They've all done books, separate books, the first ladies. But otherwise, I don't know. So for Obama's book alone, we're talking $18 to $20 million. Michelle, add her into it, and actually even add their net worth, because people always say, oh, how much money? You don't make that much money as president, but it's what happens, the bounce around it before you go in, and then the bounce when you come out. So just for grins, I'll throw this out here. The Obamas, they say, they, meaning what the American University, their analytics crunching numbers came up with, is $242 million post-presidency. And some of that is the royalties with the book deals and the books that are already out there. So he's already got what he has, three books, Dreams from My Father, Audacity of Hope, Of Thee I Sing, and now you're talking about another one. So with these other books, that just pushes it over the top. That's the answer to that question. How about this one from Jake? Jake says, Kate, I heard you talk about the story, and then Izzy calling in. I like Izzy. The story about Jimmy the Cat and the fact that it was gone for 2.5 years and then is reunited with the New Jersey family. I love it, love it, love it. A 15-year-old cat. What happened to that cat in between? I don't know. You know, what's interesting, of course, how do they know? You know, didn't have a GoPro camera on the cat's head, but what happened was, and they found the cat about 10 miles from his house. You know the whole story. There was a shelter put his lost cat Facebook page, put his picture up, and then they were stunned and they saw it. And they went and got the cat. And what happened was, 2 years ago, the cat was let outside and didn't return as usual. They were called the cat, nothing, nothing, nothing. Went to the neighbors, looked all over the neighborhood frantically. You know, that whole thing. And they said the cat used to just go to the door, just like a dog, to be let out and then come back. Let out, come back. But didn't do it. And then they figure that clearly this cat had a home, because when they found the cat, I guess, the cat had signs of somebody had taken the cat in, I guess. But how crazy is that? It is a crazy story. It's a cool story. Don't we need stories like this? Somehow we've turned into cat people or dog people, or, you know, they say you can't be one or the other. You have to be one or the other, but I don't agree with that. My brother was allergic to dogs, so I grew up with a cat. And, of course, in my family, we have a big golden retriever. So I think you can switch sides. But regardless, it's just a cool story. There's something about animals and their senses and knowing and, I don't know, you know, that whole thing. Okay, here's another one. This one is from Greg. Cato, this deal with Assad and Syria, I'm with you, sister. I love your passionate plea to dump him out. Let's stop pussyfooting around the subject. He needs to go. I can't believe that the government puts it on somebody else. Oh, it's the rebels. Oh, it's whoever. No, I don't believe that. I don't believe they have the access. Assad is one bad guy, and they need to get rid of him. I agree with Trump on this one, and I think a lot of people listening to you, if they saw those pictures of those kids, I don't care if they don't like Donald Trump, I don't care what their political affiliations are, how could they look at those kids and think that there's nothing dastardly going on here and it has nothing to do with the government of Syria? But I'm with you, but they have to have the, they've got to be able to nail them for it. or nail whoever it is. Let's say we're completely wrong. I do think there's a tie to that regime, but they've got to, when I say that, the UN, other nations, where's the intelligence? That has to happen. Here's one from June. Delaney, the U.S. dropping in international rankings of desirable tourist destinations. Fine, don't come to the United States if you want to pay attention to what that World Economic Forum is saying. I think the U.S. is still a great place to hang. You told your story about the Statue of Liberty, and then Nathan chimed in and said he had been there too. I agree with you, and that's just one little corner of the world. There are so many other things to see and do in the United States. Absolutely. I feel fortunate that there's still so much I haven't seen. You know, I used to poo-poo the idea, like I know some people that have gotten in RVs and gone and just toured around the U.S., but it totally makes sense to me now. Because how do you get from place to place if you really wanted to see a ton of what we have to offer in this country, from the South to the West to the Midwest to the Southeast to the Northeast? You know, again, just completely going around the United States, that's the way to do it. The Grand Canyon, oh, I've been to the Grand Canyon. It's amazing. I was blown away when I saw the Grand Canyon. I just went and looked right out at that ridge, the Painted Desert. I can point to a lot of things. The Art Museum and Chicago, Mississippi, oh, beautiful, beautiful areas in Mississippi, Biloxi, South Carolina, oh, where I've been in South Carolina, just coming back from Charleston in January, Florida, parts of Florida, California, all over the Midwest. I mean, really, there's so many great things to see in the United States. So if we rank sixth among the tourist-friendly places, according to the World Economic Forum Travel and Tourism Competitiveness Report, fine. Then go to all those other places, which are probably equally as cool and have plenty to offer. But I think in the U.S., we do have a lot to see. In fact, if you were coming from another country, what would you do? Would you go to the West Coast and go to the East Coast and try to pick places in between? Be tough. It'd be great to have a lot of time. That's the key. Having the resources to have the time to go to the destinations. That's the deal. All right, that wraps up this version of The Mailbag and this hour of the show as well. Thanks so much for listening to America Tonight.
Checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
Action Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
With the numbers, so we go to another edition of We Can Count. And as we look at the numbers, because this is what I say. So I started We Can Count because what I say is that everything comes back to numbers, and maybe it's just because a couple of years ago I noticed, gosh, everything that I talk about has a lot of it has numbers in it. And when I go and speak to people, one of the speeches I do is, what's your wow? How do you clearly, confidently, concisely describe who you are and what you do? Because people really fumble with the introductions, and it's like my quest that people connect better and you don't stumble over all of that. And so often it is numbers that we're talking about. You have seven kids, you raised seven kids, and you went to seven different colleges. You worked seven jobs to put the kids through those colleges. You flew a million miles, or like me, my wow, I've interviewed over 12,000 people. So that's, because somebody asked me that question, how did you come up with We Can Count? And so that's what it is. That's your wow. Which, by the way, if you want to find out about my speaking, I've been asked about this too, just go to katedelaneyspeaker.com. katedelaneyspeaker.com. All right, let's dive into it. Speaking of numbers, did you know that the NHL playoffs are underway? Well, if you didn't know that, now you know that the NHL playoffs are underway. And, boy, it seems like everybody and their brother gets into the playoffs, but that's how it is in the beginning, and then it gets pared down after that. So if we're looking at the scores and we're looking at what happened last night as far as on the ice, it's not a surprise, I don't think. I shouldn't say that. except for that somebody also asked through the miracle of the internet, what happened with the Blues? Well, the Blues, because of course we've got people listening in St. Louis and in Missouri, the Blues beat the Wild in overtime. Yeah. The final score in that one, I was watching part of this too, was 2-1. So the Blues were able to get that last goal that, of course, gives them the first game. I think it's good to go out with the first game. But for all my Minnesota Wild fans, never fear. This is just one game. And it was in Minnesota. So Joel Edmondson skated away from the slot after his overtime incredible shot for St. Louis. And just he was calm and, you know, scored at 17:48 of the extra period. And, you know, that was the difference maker in the first game. However, never fear for those fans on the other side of it. There is more hockey to be played. I can't believe that we're already into, and that's what that symbolizes to me. I can't believe that we're already into hockey playoffs, because that means not too far around the corner, we have the NFL, again. Before you know it, we'll be talking about training camps, which is absolutely crazy. All right, I'm going to just run through a couple of scores, too, for you, because it's not fair to give you just a few of them. So the Blues win in overtime. The Rangers shut out the Canadiens 2-0. The Bruins got by the Senators 2-1. And the Penguins had no problem with the Blue Jackets 3-1. There was one other overtime game. The Sharks, the San Jose Sharks, knocked off the Oilers 3-2. In OT. Let's move on to another number. Remember, this is, if you just tuned in, We Can Count. So I always say it's about the numbers, and this number is pretty interesting. It's kind of a crazy number. This 14,000-year-old Ice Age village was discovered, right? Somebody sent me a link to it. It's beautiful. It's a coastal village that goes back to the last ice age. It was discovered by researchers in Western Canada. And I saw the aerial footage of it, and it's phenomenal looking. And I'm thinking, I don't know, is there a way that they can make this a tourist destination? Because if there is a way they can, I just kind of bet that's going to happen. Let's make it a tourist destination. And when I see things like this, and it's in Western Canada, when someone sends me a story like that, and I look at that on the surface, you know what I'm thinking, oh, boy, wouldn't it be great to just look at a map and have enough money and means where you can say, where do I feel like going? Let me just point at the map and pick some remote place. Or maybe sometimes it's a place that's super crowded with a lot of people but has cool artifacts to see and museums and, you know, whatever. And that would be a cool place to at least fly over. But to land and spend some time there, wow. All right, how about this? The Trump approval ratings, the Rasmussen report, which is the daily presidential tracking poll, shows that 48% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance. 52% disapprove. The latest numbers include 29% who strongly approve of the way he's performing and 42% who strongly disapprove. So that number keeps moving, I think, depending on what, which makes sense, depending on what's happening, whether it's, you know, going after Assad, conversations about the wall, yeah. We move from the polls to Fox News. How about this? Fox News has got to figure out what they're doing, first of all, with the O'Reilly situation. Is big time. He's on vacation right now. So the CEO of Fox has to figure out a few things, too. Where Fox is headed. Bill O'Reilly is making them a lot of money, but the sexual harassment allegations, settling them for $13 million and dozens of advertisers in the meantime pulling their spots from the O'Reilly Factor is a quandary for them big time. So the CEO is, you know, is Fox willing, he's got to make the decision, is he willing to jeopardize $200 million in advertising revenue, $200 million, that the host pulls in every year by sending a message that inappropriate behavior toward women won't be tolerated. And they have this weird track record now because of Roger Ailes, who was booted that last year under these kind of, not under, not kind of, under these same circumstances. So what does he do? Fox, is it bigger than one show or not? So you've got these women's advocacy groups like Ultraviolet and the National Organization for Women that have called for him to be fired. And, of course, the uproar is at a weird time when Fox is trying to secure regulatory clearance of its $14.6 million acquisition of SkyPick. So they don't want, they're trying not to have any kind of bump with that. I guess what's going to have to happen is they're going to have to just make this decision. O'Reilly's supposed to be back on the air April 24th. And the rumor is that they want to make this break permanent. But will it be permanent or not? You know, who knows? The it's up to the Fox CEO. I mean, that's what it's about. He either decides to stick with him or not. And just that, again, it's the money thing of what they're where they're going and what they're doing. So one of Fox's biggest investments since James Murdoch took over as CEO, a $725 million investment in National Geographic. So they picked up National Geographic, the TV channels, the magazine. That's pretty big. And they're doubling investments in science, research, education. And the reason Murdoch, the son, decided to do that is he said the emphasis on nature and ecology and blah, 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 which is completely opposite of what some of is happening at Fox. But I guess they feel there's a future in it, I suppose, because actually the work on National Geographic is incredible. Some of the, well, I was just mentioning places. Some of the places that they take us to, phenomenal. But it still comes back down to the question of what do? Huge test. Do they keep O'Reilly or do they boot O'Reilly? What do you think? Send me your thoughts. AmericaTonight.net. On that, we're calling it an hour. Thanks so much for listening to this version of America Tonight.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.